Hey, it's Tuesday. I'm Matthew Elaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we ask you today for a revelation of your Word. We ask you today for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Father, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. And Lord, I thank you today for ministering to them by your Spirit in a great and in a mighty way through this broadcast. Show them what they need to see, Lord. Say to them what they need to hear. Give them a word that's in season that will strengthen them and feed their faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings entitled The Heart of the Father. And I'm going to go back to Matthew chapter 7 and look at our foundation text there in Matthew chapter 7. And let's begin reading in verse 7. Jesus said this, "Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds. And to him that knocks, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if his son asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father in heaven give good things to them that ask him?" And so we can see from those verses that it is the heart of the Father to give good to his children, not to withhold good from his children. Friend, God's throne is a throne of grace. That word grace means that it's not shut, it's not closed, it's open. It's graciousness, it's liberal, it's giving largely and giving freely. And so his throne is a throne of grace. His hand is not clenched when it comes to his children, clenching what we need, not wanting to give it to us. No, his hand is open. He has an open giving hand. He has a throne of grace, and it's his heart to give good to his children, not to withhold good from them. Now let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, and we're going to look again here at verse 16. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, it says this, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." Now, in this verse, we have an open invitation from God to come to his throne and get whatever we need. I want to say it to you again. In this verse, Hebrews 4:16, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." This verse is an open invitation from God to come to his throne and get whatever we need. The word obtain in that verse, when it's talking about that we may obtain mercy, the word obtain means to take, to get hold of, to seize, to receive something that's offered. Obtain. Come get it. Take hold of it. Receive it. When it says find grace to help in the time of need, that word find means to acquire and to get and to obtain. This is God telling us, come get what you need. Come take it. It was like what I told you on yesterday's broadcast, what my grandma told me about that deep freeze. Come get what you need. Come take whatever you want. This verse is an open invitation from God to come and get Come and take, come obtain, come find whatever you need. Come to my throne of grace and get what you need. Now, I want to look at these two words, give you some definitions of these two words, mercy and grace, because that's what God said. He said, come to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Now, what is mercy and what is grace? Well, both of these words are very big words in the Greek and in the Hebrew. These are big words. And so you don't grasp understanding of these words with just a phrase or just a simple definition. They're big words. You have to study. They're multifaceted. They mean a lot of things. They can be used in a lot of different instances and in different contexts. And so this word mercy, one definition of it is mercy is care. In Thayer's study, it says this, that mercy is in general providence. And providence means the protective care of God, the act of providing or timely care. And so when you're talking about mercy, one thing you're talking about is care. God taking care of something for you. God's protective care. God providing for you. God's timely care. This is mercy. How many are interested in getting some mercy in your life? Some timely care. God's provision. God's protective care. Yes, you are interested. And if you don't think you are, you just don't think right, because you need to be interested in God taking care of you in your life. You need Him to do that if you're going to make it in this life. The word grace, you find a definition of grace in that scripture because He said, find grace to help in the time of need. And so grace is help. Grace means goodwill, favor, kindness, favorable influence of God. All those things fall under the category of help. And so when you're talking about mercy and grace, you're talking about God's care and you're talking about His help. You're talking about His provision and His protective care. And then you're talking about His goodwill, His kindness to help you. Now again, what is God telling us in that verse? He is giving you an open invitation to come to His throne and get the care you need, get the help you need. Come and get whatever you need. And again, that word obtain and that word find. If we, in our vernacular, in our language, we would say, come and get it. This is what God's saying. Come to my throne and get whatever you need, the care you need, the help you need. Praise the Lord. Now let's go to Psalm 62. And I want to look at a verse over there in Psalm 62. This is a wonderful, open invitation from God that you and I have, friend. And so if you are battling sickness and disease today, come to the throne and get your healing. That's what God was saying to you. That's what He would say to you. He would say, well, come boldly to my throne and come get your healing. He would say, come bold. If you're battling anxiety and depression, He would say, come boldly to my throne and get your deliverance from those things. Get your peace. Get your joy. If you're feeling weak today or feeling low today, God would say, well, come to my throne and get your strength. You know, I mean, if I was hungry and I was in need and, you know, I called grandma years ago and said, grandma, I'm hungry. She'd say, well, come up to the deep freeze and get you a frozen pizza and get you something to eat. Come get it. Come and get it. This is the invitation that we have from our Father. This is His heart. The heart of the Father is saying, come get what you need. Come get what you need. Praise the Lord. Now, Psalm 62, verse 7 says this, in God is my salvation. Now, when we hear the word salvation, a lot of times, all we think about is salvation in the sense of being born again and being saved from your sins and going to heaven. And that's wonderful because certainly salvation means that. But in the Hebrew, it means prosperity, victory, safety, and welfare. And so let me read you that verse with those words in it. In God is my salvation. In God is my prosperity, my victory, my safety, my welfare. The verse goes on to say, the rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. And friend, here's what I want you to realize. Whatever you need, you will find at the throne of grace. I want to say it to you again. Whatever you need, you will find at the throne of grace. The throne is where you find your answers. And the reason is because that's where God sits, and He is your answer, and in Him is your salvation. In Him is your victory. In Him is your prosperity and your safety and your healing and your strength and your joy. It's in Him. Whatever you need, you'll find it at the throne, because you find Him at the throne, and in Him is anything that you need. Praise the Lord. You know, Psalm 23, David says this, the Lord is my shepherd. God is our provider, and He will provide for us and provide to us anything that we need. He's our provider. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge, a very present help in a troubled time or in a time of trouble. God is not only our provider, but come on, He is our help. You need help with something, He'll be your help. You need something you don't have, He'll provide it to you. Philippians 4:19 says, my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God meets our needs. Psalm 16:2 in the easy to read version says, every good thing I have comes from You. And so friend, anything good comes from God. And if it comes from God and it's good, it's at the throne. Your help is at the throne. Your provision is at the throne, because God is our provider. He is our helper. He meets our needs, and anything good comes from Him. Now, before we were born again, before mankind was able to be saved on the inside, in the Old Testament, there was the Holy of Holies, and there was all kinds of restrictions about who could be in there and what they had to do before they went in there. In fact, they used to tie a rope to the priest, and he would wear a bell in there, because if he didn't wash himself properly before he went in, the presence of God would be so strong that it would destroy that wicked flesh, and so they would pull him out by the rope. Well, when Jesus was risen from the dead, the veil was then torn. And because the veil was torn, now once a person gets born again, once we are washed and cleansed by the blood and made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that veil was torn. Why? Because now we can come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. There are no restrictions once we're born again about us being in God's presence and coming boldly to His throne. And I just said all that to say this to you. In Romans chapter 8, verse 32, it says that He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? I read that too quick. I need to read that slower to you again. Romans 8, 32 says, He, talking about God, that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? And so by giving Jesus to us, God has made everything that we would ever need available to us. And so when Jesus was resurrected from the dead, God rang the dinner bell. He rang the dinner bell and said, come and get it. Come and get your salvation. Come and get your healing. Come and get your deliverance. Come and get your provision. Come and get your strength. Come and get your joy and your peace. Come and get it. Why? Because I didn't spare my own son, and by giving him for you, I've also given you all other things freely. I mean, I can hear the dinner bell ringing, God saying, come boldly to my throne. You're washed. You're righteous. You're cleansed by the blood. I'm your helper. I'm your provider. Everything you need is in me, and it's at this throne. Come and get it. Come and get it. Come and get it. Come on, friend. This is the heart of the Father. If you're in need today, or if you're battling something today, go to the throne of grace and come and get it. Take what you need. The Father wants you to have it. Praise the Lord. Whatever you need, you'll find at the throne. Now, I want to read you in a verse in Hebrews 4:16. This is in the Message Bible. Hebrews 4:16 in the Message Bible says this. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. I need to read that to you again. Let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. Friend, God, his hand is open. He has given. He's ready to give. He's willing to give to his children what they need. His throne whispers, come and get what you need. It's all right here at my throne. His throne's whispering that. Come get what you need. It's all right here at my throne. It's all been paid for by the blood. Come and get what you need. Come and get what you need. His throne whispers that to us, implores us. Son, you're battling with anxiety. Come to my throne and get your peace. You're battling depression? His throne whispers, come to my throne. Get what you need. It's all here at my throne. Come get your joy. Come get your strength. Come get your health. You need wisdom? Come get your whatever it is you need. God is ready to give. God is willing to give. His hand's not clenched. It's not closed. He's ready to give. Come on. He's willing to give. And he's telling us, come get what you need. And you see this reality throughout other verses. In John 15:7, Jesus said this, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will and it'll be done. You can hear it in their inner workings of the, and in the roots of that verse, you can hear the Father saying, come get what you need. Come get what you need. In Mark 11:24, Jesus said, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them. And you'll have them in the roots and in the foundation and the inner workings of that verse. You hear the same thing. Come get what you need. Come get what you need. In James 1, verse 5 and 6 there, God said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all men liberally and upbraids not. He gives to all men liberally and upbraids not. What's that mean? My hand's open. You need wisdom? Come get it. You need healing? Come get it. You need deliverance? Come get it. Come to me. It's all here at my throne. Come and get what you need. Praise the Lord. Psalm 81 in verse 10, God was talking to his people in the Old Testament, and he said, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. The CEV version says this, just ask and I will give you whatever you need. Friend, this is the heart of the Father. God is ready to give. And we have an invitation from him to come and get whatever we need. And so as we're closing out today's broadcast, I want to encourage you, friend. I don't know all what is going on in your life, but I do know this. Your answer is at the throne. It's at the throne of grace. Whatever you need, you'll find it there. And the reason you'll find it there is because God is your answer. And everything you'll need that you'll ever need in this life, you'll find it in him. Go get what you need. Go take your healing. Go take your deliverance. Go take the financial provision. Go to the throne and take it. Come and get it. Come and take it. Praise the Lord. This is good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, we have an open invitation from God to come to His throne and get whatever we need. Number two, whatever you need, you will find at the throne. The throne is where you find your answers, because that's where God sits and He is your answer. And then number three, God is ready to give. The Message Bible in Hebrews 4:16 says, let's walk right up to Him and get what He is so ready to give. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank You for this wonderful invitation that You've given to us, Your people, Your children, to come boldly to Your throne and to get whatever we need. Father, we thank You that anything we need, Jesus paid the price for it. It's available to us. You are ringing the dinner bell. And so today we're coming to get it right now. We come to the throne and we take our healing. We take our strength. We take the wisdom we need. We take our joy. We take our peace. We just take it right now. It's ours. We take it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled, The Heart of the Father. We'll see you then.